AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in court in Florida, Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to murder charges in the shooting deaths in 2018 of 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
They are punishable by one of two ways, either life in prison or the death penalty. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Elizabeth Shearer reminded Cruz the death penalty is still an option.
Do you understand that that issue will be left to a jury to decide in a separate trial?
Yes, I do understand.
14 students and 3 staff members were killed. Shearer plans to begin screening jurors in the penalty phase next month and hopes testimony can begin in January. Details are being put in place once federal regulators approve coronavirus shots for children 5 to 11. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
The White House plans to supply COVID vaccines for 28 million children, targets almost every medical provider that kids would have access to, says COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients.
We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 through 11. And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses nationwide.
Within hours of the formal approval of the Pfizer shot for children, which is expected after the CDC advisory meeting scheduled for November 2nd and 3rd, Zients says 15 million doses will ship with millions more to follow weekly. The U.S. bought 65 million doses, making it free to everyone who wants it. I'm Julie Walker.
Shots were fired at a home in Kenosha, Wisconsin. 3 people are dead. Police are not looking for a suspect and say this appears to be an isolated incident with no threat to the community. Police in Atlanta say a man killed a woman and then died during a shootout with police at an apartment building. Also in Georgia, one worker was killed, 2 seriously injured, when part of a bridge collapsed into a river during early demolition work. This is AP News. Police in New Zealand answered an emergency call from a 4-year-old boy. The boy called 111.
This is police. Where is the emergency?
Hi.
The dispatcher quickly realized he was in no danger.
Please, lady.
Yes, what's going on?
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me something.
I got some toys for you.
You got some toys for me?
Yep. Come over and see them.
The boy's dad later got on the phone.
Yeah, he's acting up for his mother's phone.
Oh, bless him. So just confirming there's no emergency at all.
No, it is not.
Police later made a call to the home.
Comms calls for any units free to head to. There is a 4-year-old there who is wanting to show police their toys.
Constable Kurt responded. He said the boy had some cool toys and they had a good educational chat about using the emergency number. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.